People might need to pay more attention to the conservation of krill around Antarctica. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. A lot of animals around Antarctica feed on small shrimp-like creatures known as krill, and krill are also taken out of the water by commercial fishing operations from as far away as Japan. Some people say we need to avoid overexploiting these animals. They say krill appear to be declining because their frigid environment is getting warmer. Angus Atkinson is a marine biologist with the British Antarctic Survey. He says krill populations around Antarctica spend an important part of their lives underneath sea ice around the Antarctic Peninsula. But there's less of that ice in the winter because temperatures are going up and the numbers of krill have dropped significantly. Atkinson says krill were once harvested extensively by Japan and the former Soviet Union. He says that has dropped off considerably, but he's concerned about krill populations if they keep shrinking and if the commercial fishery someday gets bigger.
The commercial krill harvest was actually much bigger in the early days of the krill fishery than it is now. They were catching roughly 500,000 tons a year, which is a large amount of krill by anybody's standards. Since the breakup of the Soviet Union, that fishery decreased quite substantially, and the current fishery is not a threat to krill stocks. But the worry is that with different market forces, this fishery has got the potential to expand quite dramatically.
Atkinson says other krill fisheries around the world have been fully exploited. He says the one around Antarctica is largely untapped now, but if that changed, it might aggravate an already delicate situation. Atkinson helped write an article on the decline of krill that was published in the journal Nature. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.